Unit 5 leaders say they're off to a good start after returning to some in-person learning.
We are not seeing any widespread in any of our schools.
That's Superintendent Kristen Weigel. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, January 22nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weigel, saying students made a good transition back to hybrid learning after the holiday break. Charlie Schlenker has more.
Superintendent Weigel says students still had good safety habits and routines from before the layoff.
We are not seeing any widespread in any of our schools. Naturally, we still have some students and or staff who might test positive, but they appear to be testing positive from outside of the school setting. You know, that's reaffirming. And then, of course, locally, our numbers have decreased.
Weigel says student infections might be even a little lower than the rest of community spread. She says coronavirus testing on site at high schools will begin within the next 2 weeks.
Staff testing will take place after school hours. And then student testing will take place during student lunches outside of the cafeteria in a private space where we can have students grouped.
Electric automaker Rivian and the testing firm Reditus have each given $500,000 to pay for the testing. The Illinois High School Association has approved the start of most winter and spring sports beginning January 25th. Weigel says Unit 5 is gearing up for that as well.
We actually just had a conversation this morning about reminding principals, you know, to remind athletes about social distance as much as possible.
Weigel says student athletes will have to wear masks during scrimmages, but managing risk is still important.
Having the testing availability at our high schools will be significant to just help us monitor. Are we seeing spread within the student athletes or not? And if so, hopefully get a kind of a head start on that so that way we can quarantine anyone who was a close contact.
Like all things pandemic, everything's a moving target. The IHSA has a meeting next week to provide further guidance on K-12 sports. The original winter season was supposed to begin in mid-November. Whatever happens, Superintendent Weigel says it's important to keep an eye on things and respond quickly. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID testing positivity rate ticked up slightly to 7.5%. The warning threshold is 8%. No new deaths were reported yesterday. Bloomington Normal gun violence stayed steady last year. It's much better than the national trend, which saw the highest numbers of shootings and gun deaths in 20 years. And the State Board of Education is warning likely new high school graduation requirements may be too onerous for schools to enforce. Governor J.B. Pritzker has not yet signed the bill, but has indicated he will. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. So many parts of our everyday life have moved to Zoom in the past year. Mostly boring stuff like work meetings. But how do you move a two-week yogathon to a COVID-safe online setting? Well, Avani Rai and Divya Bukya figured it out. They're youth volunteers with the Bloomington Normal chapter of a nonprofit service group called Hindu Swayamsevak Sangh. The group's yogathon has been running for over 10 years. Bukya says the group's first virtual yogathon is now underway through the end of the month.
Usually when it's in person, there's a lot more interaction with people that who may not have seen each other in a while. And it's really great to get that in-person connection and helping them do the yoga and the postures correctly. However, now that it's through Zoom, we have to figure out breakout rooms and how we can still have the similar activities, but with the comfort of being in our own homes.
Definitely. And I would also like to add that even though we're all virtual, it's still a time when it's even more important than ever to address the additional need of mental and physical well-being that the pandemic has brought upon us. So we wanted to ensure that we continue the yogathon in any way we could, whether that was virtual or through live stream or through the Zoom sessions that we eventually decided upon.
The Health for Humanity yogathon runs for just over 2 weeks. It ends on January 31st. So what actually happens day to day? How does this work?
Until the 30th, we are having daily Surya Namaskar calls on Zoom from 6 to 6:30 p.m., where everyone joins and does two sets of the Surya Namaskars all together. And we do have a few more events planned out later on. So on the 23rd, we have a 24-hour yogathon, which will be, people will be doing Surya Namaskars for straight 24 hours. And it's going to be a globally known event because people from the East Coast will be starting it, while and people in the West Coast will be ending it as the 24 hours.
And then on the 31st is our big finale. So we'll have guest speakers, an overview of not just Surya Namaskar, but other types of yoga as well, games, and a lot more.
What about for each of you personally? Why do you do yoga? What does it like do for you? Avni, can you start?
So I think especially Surya Namaskar, out of any type of yoga, it's really considered the first step. So it's what I started with, which is why I think it's such a great thing for other members of our community to start with as well. And probably the most important thing or the most important benefits that I get from yoga aren't just physical, because it combines physical movement, meditation, and breathing exercises. And it's done in a manner so that all parts of my body are engaged and that my mind and intellect are connected as well. So it's not just something physical, but it's something that motivates you. It's something that improves family dynamics and betters our community as a whole.
Divya, what about you?
For me, yoga has been able to calm my mind during like anxiety, during anxious times with school or with just life in general. So being able to wake up in the morning and connecting my body and my spiritual mind together, I've been a lot more calm. I'm able to make better decisions and improve my physical health.
So if there are listeners who are hearing this interview and they want to join, you know, the tail end of the yogathon, can they just kind of jump in, you know, midway through like that?
Definitely. They can join anytime because the yogathon is open to everyone, which means they're young people, adults, senior citizens, anyone can join because it's just a positive benefit to everyone. There's nothing negative with this.
It's Divya Bukya and Avni Rai, youth volunteers with the organization planning this month's Health for Humanity Yogathon. Before we let you go, we're following an expected plea hearing this afternoon in the final Coliseum fraud case that's still pending for Bart Rogers. Listen for coverage this afternoon on WGLT. Support for WGLT as the leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at cira.com.